I didn't think, the day I kissed my professor for the first time, that he would kiss me back. His lips were soft. He tasted like coffee. The coffee I had made for him.
"That was very nice,"
he said. My professor smiled at me. Though hesitant at first, he had returned the kiss. My professor, my creative writing teacher, had asked me to watch his dog, Princess, for the day. It was the last day of the semester. He had a standard poodle, a large dog with apricot-colored fur. I loved standard poodles. I had grown up with standard poodles. The family poodle, Posey, had just died. She was a big, white, beautiful dog. I had not gone home to say goodbye because the semester was almost over. I wished I had gone. Often, my professor took his poodle to class. He loved his dog. I understood why. My professor lived in Brooklyn. He commuted up the Hudson River to campus. He took Metro North. He had been sick most of the semester. A virus, he said. A flu that would not go away. He was incredibly beautiful, my professor. Like his dog. Together, they were a breathtaking pair. My professor had long eyelashes, big eyes, brown skin, silky hair. He was tall, thin, too thin. He was from Pakistan. My professor had published a novel that had won all the big awards the year it had come out. I had tried to read his book, but I couldn't. A sentence was as long as a paragraph. A paragraph was as long as a page. At a reading on campus, I asked him to sign a copy of his book. Though I had not been able to finish it, I told him that I thought it was beautiful.
"So are you, Rachel,"
he had said, looking up from the book. The compliment had come out of nowhere, blindsided me. I thought he probably didn't mean it, like the way I had complimented his novel. My professor was in my house off campus when I kissed him. We were sitting in my kitchen. My roommates were at the library, studying for exams. My professor was drinking the good coffee I made him. His dog, Princess, was sitting at our knees, and we were both petting her, our hands almost touching. He seemed agitated, my professor. Agitated in a way I had never seen before.
"I couldn't get a seat on the train,"
he said, entering my house without even waiting for me to invite him in. Princess bounding in with him, wagging her tail. He'd accepted the cup of coffee I'd offered him, nodding as I poured in the half and half.
"There were open seats, several, but no one would make room for me."
"Why not?" I asked.
"Because of my skin color, of course,"
he said bitterly. I stared at him.
"Because people think I'm a terrorist,"
he said. "You are a writer," I said. "A famous novelist." My professor shook his head.
"I had to ask the conductor to ask a woman to remove her bags. The trip takes over an hour. I was not going to stand. I had asked her. Twice. I knew I should just move on. But I was tired. I am tired today. I am angry too. This is not the first time. Normally I am used to it, but today it was too much. I am just a person trying to go to work. I am dressed well, am I not?"
My professor was wearing faded blue jeans, a worn blue button-down shirt that looked incredibly soft. Loafers. His hair was growing long, wisps covering his ears, bangs over his eyes. My professor had told me once that I could be a good writer if I would just let myself write. Most assignments came and went, and I did not turn anything in. I wanted my work to be brilliant, which meant it was impossible for me to write anything at all. I would be getting an incomplete for the semester, in a class where everyone got 4.0s. That sounds horrible, I said. She sounds like a horrible woman.
I am sure she doesn't think of herself that way. I am sure she gives money to Planned Parenthood and votes Democrat. She doesn't even know she is racist. She is the kind of woman who says that she likes Indian food but won't eat cilantro.
I wanted to tell my professor that when I made salsa, I use lots of fresh cilantro. That while I often put my knapsack on my seat, hoping that no one would sit next to me on the train, whenever it was crowded, I always made the seat available before I was asked. I told my professor this.
Of course, Rachel,
he said.
Of course you would do that. You are a beautiful person.
He looked so sad, my professor, and this was the second time he had called me beautiful. And so I kissed him. At first, he did not return my kiss. And then, just when I was about to pull away, he did.